With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. China says one more time on raising tariffs on U.S. imports. Chinese tariffs will increase to 125% tomorrow. China says that's about as high as it will go. American tariffs on Chinese products stand at 145%. More from the BBC's Marika Oi.
This is the latest twist. Beijing raising its retaliatory tariffs to over 100%, basically meaning that any companies having to import would have to pay more than double. So many analysts have been telling us that these tariffs are so high that it's almost impossible for any businesses making products and trying to sell them in each other's countries to make a profit. So I think it's fair to say that the damage to bilateral trade between the world's two biggest economies is pretty much almost done.
One international trade expert says President Trump has his work cut out for him in achieving fair trade deals with dozens of foreign governments.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says, as we all know by now, when it comes to unfair trade,
China's the worst offender by far.
But Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network achieving fair trade with 75 other countries will amount to a lot of painstaking negotiation.
Each country's industries and things they want to protect of themselves are different.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network since World War II, the U.S. has been the only country engaging in truly free trade, and that's put a damper on many U.S. industries. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, another American who had been imprisoned in Russia is now back home. Asenia Karolina was released in a prisoner exchange. The woman who holds dual U.S.-Russian citizenship was visiting family in Russia when she donated about $50 to a Ukraine charity. She was then arrested and convicted of treason. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 180 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 117. This is SRN News. A Passover greeting to U.S. Jews from U.S. Christians.
Troy Miller, who heads the National Religious Broadcasters Organization, is wishing Jews a peaceful and meaningful celebration of the week-long holiday that begins on Saturday night. Miller adds that, quote, "We stand in unwavering solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people, especially remembering the hostages still held in Gaza by Hamas. Passover marks God's deliverance of the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt more than 3,000 years ago." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua's war on Catholics continues. Preparations for Lent and Holy Week events are underway across Latin America, but not in Nicaragua. They've been largely banned for a second year in the Central American country. President Daniel Ortega has been punishing Catholics for their opposition to his dictatorship. More than 200 Catholic leaders and laymen have been jailed or sent into exile. The Trump administration says this is some of the worst religious persecution in the Western Hemisphere. This is SRN News. Federal regulators investigating soaring egg prices.
Egg prices are at an all-time high. The Consumer Price Index says they rose yet again last month to $6.23 per dozen. That's despite the predictions President Donald Trump has made in recent weeks and what experts were expecting. The main reason egg prices are so high is because of the ongoing bird flu outbreak. More than 168 million birds have been killed since 2022 to help limit the spread of the virus. Wholesale egg prices started to drop in the middle of March because the bird flu outbreak slowed down. But prices haven't started to decline at the grocery store as much, partly because demand remains high before Easter. The soaring egg prices have raised questions about price gouging, and the Department of Justice is investigating.
And that's correspondent Josh Funk. No one was injured at Washington's Reagan National Airport when the wingtip of one plane scraped another aircraft on the tarmac. Happened yesterday afternoon. More details at SRNNews.com.